Happy Thursday.
I smell cat pee.
You always smell cat pee.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. Smell it.
Why would I want to
smell it? Make sure I'm not going crazy.
Where?
Right here. Don't go too close. I don't. You don't smell it?
I smell a little bit.
Oh my God. It's like the most pungent fucking smell. I'm so over having five cats. The amount of times I've had this couch cleaned professionally is sickening.
Well, thank God there's no stains on it.
Well, you don't see the stains, but that's the worst part because then you don't know where the pee is. And everywhere I sit on the couch, I'm stuck with the smell.
At least you don't smell like cat pee.
That's a great way to start this week's episode.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Do you smell like cat pee today?
I hope not, because it's probably one of my least favorite smells in the whole world.
Did we wake you?
I'm so tired today.
All right. It's like one of those days. You know, it's really interesting because actually, I forget where.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember where. I was creating the rest of my content for the life coach certification, but there was part of it that was saying how it's all about perspective and indirect suggestions. So the indirect suggestion that I was learning about yesterday, or not really learning, but more teaching about, was on rainy days, you feel like you have the permission to just be cozy, cuddle up, and watch a movie.
Amen.
Whereas in like on a sunny day, you feel like you have to go outside. It kind of triggers that emotion, which is so funny.
It's so true.
You just said that and it reminded me. I'm like, where was I? Like, what was I just doing with those suggestions?
What would you consider today?
Like just a gray day.
Yeah.
It's a gray day.
I know. Before you got here, I finished getting my video up. Excuse me. Oh, and I jumped into bed because I knew I had like a half hour till you got here. So I jumped into bed and Baby Man and Bear were both like kneading on my stomach. Like I felt like I was like a mom nursing her kittens. I'm like, wow, I got two of you now, huh?
Literally your whole goals in life. I know. Is to and then nurse kittens.
I was like, wow, this is really like honestly like the best situation ever. I wanted to get a picture of it, but I was just laying there enjoying the moment.
Enjoying the nursing of the kittens.
It's so like creepy, but like amazing at the same time.
That's so funny.
I know.
Fuzz does that. Actually, Pablo does it too. Like anytime there's something like really like fluffy and soft, like this sweater, for example.
Right.
They'll just like do the mushy dance on it.
I know. Bear always, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but Bear always
mushes your boobs,
finds my nipple, my real nipple. It's so creepy.
And he mushes it?
Like, he'll like mush it. But I'm like, how does he always know?
That's so weird. It's how does so he always weird. Know?
I don't know.
Are like, you his real mommy?
Yeah. Mommy. It's so weird because, right, like mama cats, they're like on their belly. Like their little nips are on their belly. Like, so I don't know why.
I feel like my freaking nipples are on my belly. It's how how it's going over here.
Oh, Anthony just FaceTimed
me. Do you want to call him back?
Yeah, let me see.
All right.
Oh my God, I look scary today. Hello.
My BB Loon is the BBest loon.
In all of the world.
In all of the land.
What are you doing? Were you just going to the bathroom?
I was gonna, but you had the microphone going and I got nervous.
Really?
Some call it stage fright.
Oh. What's he doing?
My 6:30, my 7 canceled, so my 6:30 is my last one. So I'll be home a little earlier.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm not going to take anyone else.
Sick.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We're just starting our podcast.
What's up, Amanda?
Hey, hey.
Say hi to our friends. Say hi to our friends on Related.
Hi, guys.
But now that you're coming home earlier, I don't think that we'll do dinner.
Oh, yeah. Amanda was like, I just texted Brett if he wanted to do dinner with us. I was like, okay.
Why don't we? What time is he getting out?
He doesn't get home until 7:45, so that was like perfect timing.
It's okay. We're good.
We can wait.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Did he want to come?
Yeah, he said. He said he wanted to come.
All right, so then we'll order it.
Yeah.
And we'll have it here by 7:45 for him.
Did you guys see him since his birthday?
No.
You haven't seen him.
Since he's 31.
Since he's 31.
Right, we need to do dinner.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my God, while I have you on the phone, and speaking of 31,
sure,
we have to tell Amanda the story of this weekend.
Amanda, you ready?
I'm ready.
So we came, we were on our way home from apple picking in upstate, and we're driving on the highway. My buddy Frank goes, the casino's right up the street if you want to stop.
They have one big casino in the area, right? It's like on an Indian reservation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, you want to stop at the casino? And I didn't want to spend all day there. I was hungry. Mm-hmm. So I said, if we go to the casino, I go, we're going, we're walking in, we're putting $500 a piece on black, and we're leaving. And that's it.
And one 31 bet. Hits.
Carly from the back seat. I'm in.
Of course she's all in. Right. She's always in.
Of course.
All right. So we go, we pull up. He's like, let me park the car. I said, no. I said, give the valet $10 and tell them we're leaving the car right here. We walked into the casino. The last 10 numbers were black on roulette.
On the roulette table. So on the roulette table. Right.
So they changed dealer. We each put down $500, so there's $1,500 on the table. They changed dealers on us.
Right before they did this roll.
Right before our
After we put our money roll. Down, which was like. Yep.
Then the lady goes, I wouldn't bet black. I would go red. All right. I go, stick to the plan. So Frank walks away. The lady drops the ball on the table, messes up, picks it up, spins. Carly's standing, I think, on top of the roulette table.
I'm standing literally like overlooking over it. And I swear to God, I was like,
I'm biting my nails. I need to know what's happening.
I know. He tells his stories like drags them out.
He's a Danny storyteller.
I know. So go ahead.
Then she spins it. The ball's spinning.
And then
31 black hits. And I swear I was leaning over and I was like, come on, Dad, this one, get one for us. And like 31's my number.
I know.
You know? So, and then boom, 31 black. And like he said, there was like 12 or 13 blacks that had just hit in a row before.
You would have won like 15 grand.
If we put it on 31.
If you put it on 31.
You don't think I'm thinking about, I was thinking about that. I was like, oh.
That's it.
Because we both took out 1,000 from the ATM. So I wanted to do 1,000 on black. And he was like, let's just do 500. So it's all his fault. I could have been up to $1,000. But still, it was so sick because we literally walked in, put the money down, won $500, all three of us. So we all won $1,500 total and walked out. So we were like in and out. That's it. I know. How cool is that?
Dead.
I know.
Dead.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a fun trip.
Yeah.
Win or it would have that
right experience. But honestly, our energy was just so great that I knew, like, I used the bathroom before we went, and I was sitting on the toilet, or not, I was squatting on the toilet, and I was like, we're so gonna all win this right now, like, we're just such good vibes. Like,
I walked in, I'm like, I only see green is standing out to me. I'm not kidding. So that was cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
I love you.
Excited for dinner.
All right, baby, love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye. Yeah, so how cool is that?
That is so crazy.
I know. I never, like, I'm not a big gambler. When he first said they were going to the casino, I was like, come on, like, thinking like we're gonna be there all day. Like, I'm not a big,
oh, I could do it all day.
I know, you and mom could go all day. Like, well, the problem with me is once I get started, I'm like a savage beast and I don't stop. And I'd rather save my money and go shopping personally. Clearly that's why my whole freaking house is filled with clothes.
I know, right?
But no, it was awesome, like, just in and out. And once we won the 500, I was like, come on, one more time. He's like, that wasn't the plan. And I was like, aw.
Did it hit again, or did you watch?
We didn't watch. We just walked away. No, Brett, you can't watch.
Me and Brett always watch, and then we're always like, we made the right choice.
Yeah, or, no, I didn't want to. Yeah, right. Because then if we would have hit again, I would have been pissed because I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
Yeah,
funny.
So we actually just got back on Sunday from upstate New York. I haven't seen you, so I haven't got to update
you. Oh my God, that's
you.
Right.
We have, well, and you guys were away as well, so we can maybe update each other and update them, like,
oh, and
about
we
our
both
weekends.
Did like fall things.
I know. Well, I let you start because it was Brett's birthday Friday.
Right.
The 23rd.
Oh.
And he turned 31. My number's 31. Your guy's number and Anthony too is 23. So these are like, this is going to be his best year.
October 23rd.
October 23rd.
And he's now 31.
Yeah. Where did you guys go? I didn't get to see you soon.
It was so beautiful. So we left on Wednesday night after he was done with work and we drove up to, like, it's near the Poconos in Pennsylvania. The place was called Skytop.
Okay.
Really, really beautiful. And it was peak fall foliage.
I agree.
And so we get there and we check in, we go to bed. Next morning we wake up and Brett does skeet shooting.
What is skeet?
It's like at a clay like thing that they shoot.
What is it, like bullets?
Yeah, he was using it's like BB guns.
Okay.
To shoot at like a moving clay target.
Okay.
So he really wanted to try it for his birthday, so we did that. Obviously, cool. I didn't do it.
Obviously.
But I was able to like press the little button that like pulled all the clay things out. They said that because I was pregnant, the recoil wouldn't be a good idea to do any of the shooting. So I was just pressing the little button that was like phew, phew, doing all the orange clay things, which is really cool. He was really good at it, which is awesome.
Good. So if anyone ever,
yeah,
God forbid,
he is our security system. So yeah, so we did that for a little bit and then we went hiking. So I don't suggest hiking up a mountain when you're 7.5 months pregnant. Now, what's funny is
it must be like you complain about going up and down the stairs. How did you go hiking?
So we get to the adventure center.
Yeah.
And the person's like, yeah, it should only take about 15 minutes to get up to like the place where this gorgeous gazebo photo place that we wanted to go and like take pictures at. I posted the pictures, by the way, when we finally got up there.
Yeah, those were epic.
Gorgeous,
right? You set it up and like you like balanced it.
Yeah, so like the really cool thing about the Apple Watch is that it links up to your camera and you can look and see how it's like where you are and like move around and you can like you could press the self timer on it and stuff. It's so cool. So we were able to like pose and press the picture button and take our own little pictures with the phone and the like that watch, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I asked the guy, I'm like, how long should it take us to get up there? He was 15 minutes. And I'm like, for me, how long should I take to get up there? He's like, no, it should only take about 15 minutes. So we're hiking up this freaking ski mountain. Like, I'm not even kidding. Mm-hmm. Ski slope.
Right.
Like the chairlifts were stopped because it's not ski time yet. Like that, it was a ski slope.
Mm-hmm.
I was dying by the time we got up there. I thought I was gonna die. Literally thought I was gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brett was like, okay, so if we follow the trail, there's a cut down to the bottom of the mountain. It's a shortcut. 3 miles later and 2.5 hours later, we ended up back down, which was not the plan. I was like tripping over my feet. I was complaining. It was hot. It was sunny. There was bugs. But the scenery was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And we had an excellent time.
Good.
And then we did a massage the next day.
Oh, my God. Wait.
The best massage I've ever gotten.
I heard this from Brett, actually, not even from you.
They did a prenatal massage, but I've never done a prenatal massage before because I'm usually just getting like my little foot rubs.
Yeah.
They had it was legit like a cutout in the pillow where your belly goes you just stay on your stomach the whole time, which for me is like, I don't even want to flip over.
Yeah.
The best part's your back.
Right.
But it was one of the best massages I've ever gotten.
Wow.
Yeah. So much fun.
That's awesome.
So he enjoyed his massage. I enjoyed my massage. We did a history tour of the estate that we were staying at, which was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And yeah, I mean, it was just a nice time. We had a really nice dinner. We went by the campfire.
Good. Just some fall, cute. Nice fall activities.
Yeah, just fall activities. And then we came home and went to dinner at his parents because his dad is like Master Chef of the Universe and they prepared a really nice birthday dinner for Brett. So that was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, Saturday and Sunday, bought a dining room set.
For the new house.
For the new house. That was exciting. Big purchase.
Yeah. We left Friday night for upstate New York. One of Anthony's good friends. It was actually his old general manager when he worked for Mercedes. So this guy, his name is Frank. He was getting his haircut from Anthony when Anthony worked at a barbershop, like when he was like, I don't know, 19, 20, maybe 21 years old.
So they know each other a long time.
Yeah, but wait, listen to this story. It's okay. Awesome how this happened. So Anthony was working in the barbershop, you know. I don't know how long he was there at that point, but you know how Anthony, like, has done everything and anything, like, would sell like, ice Gucci belts and fake purses and did purse party. Like, he did all that stuff
growing
up. Ice to
an Eskimo he could sell.
Literally. So what's funny is he was cutting this guy Frank's hair, and he had a call, and I guess someone wanted a Gucci belt, but he didn't have the fake Gucci belt. They didn't have the right size, so Anthony's going, oh, it's no problem. I have a hole puncher. I can just punch a different hole in it for you, and just schmoozing the guy, and ends up getting the sale over the phone. And the guy, Frank, overheard him, and he was like, have you ever sold cars? And Anthony was like, no. And he was like, you got to come in. You got to come work for me. So that's how he got out of being a barber, like leaving the barbershop and getting into the car business when he was like 21 years old. So he overheard his conversation.
That's
he heard like
so
his selling
funny.
Technique. And he was like, you have to come work for me. So he went and worked for him at Mercedes for a while before he went over to Audi. So
that's
I just thought that
so
was like,
funny.
I know. And like, you know, he was like a, kind of like an older brother type of figure for him, and like showed him the ropes. And, you know, like Anthony says, like he's out of it now, but like that job was really helped mold him into the man that he is now, like, because the hours are crazy. He was, I think he had maybe 1-2 days off a week, so like he needed to be in at 8:30, 9 a.m. every morning. So like it helped, you know, keep him straight and keep
and
him
accountable.
Busy and help him make money and all that. So that's how he knows Frank. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, so he has a nice house up in I believe it's like New Hartford.
I think that's where your post was tagged.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was dying over your pictures, too, because it was literally the exact same thing.
The drive up, it was actually night. We didn't get there till about 2 a.m. It was, ooh, like a four-hour drive. We stopped, like, probably four times for food and use the bathroom and all that.
Of course.
So we got up there Friday night. We ended up sitting in their kitchen just talking for, like, 3 hours, not going to bed till almost, like, 4 or 5 a.m. And the craziest thing, they call us on the way up, and he doesn't have Instagram or anything like that. And he was like, we just rescued a cat. Like, I hope you guys don't have any cat allergies.
No.
And I'm like, cat allergies? I'm like, I have 5 freaking cats. Like, bring on all the cats. Like, I was so excited that then I knew there was going to be now a cat in this household, because, you know, once you, when you leave your babies, there's like
I'm
nothing
not
better.
I'm not excited about the kids. I'm excited about the cats.
No, I was so excited. He has 3 little boys, so I was so excited to meet them also, but I was like, cool, a cat. So as soon as we got there, the cat like came in and came like right up to me and Anthony and was just the most loving little
Those
baby face.
Videos. Me and Brett were like, she really is the cat whisperer.
He slept, when I tell you, all night, did not leave the bed, slept by our feet, slept up here. As soon as Anthony got up and went to the shower, he was like, literally, you saw the like mushing on me. Oh my God, it was amazing.
You were nursing him back to life.
Yeah. He was, I promise, his name was Sonny.
Sunny.
Yeah, the sweetest cat I've ever met. And like the craziest thing was, they found him outside fighting a snake. So he was like legit straight from the wild, this cat. They had him for maybe 3 months, and just to see his personality was like one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I know. So
like Bobo.
Like Bowie. I know, Bowie's such a sweet little gem.
He
too
really is so cute.
But they're all like loners. Like they like to be alone. Like this cat just wanted to be friends like the whole day. Aww. So yeah, they have the 3 cutest little boys ever. So it was so fun to play. I know Cindy's haircut's terrible. They mutchered her. It was fun to play with little boys, Amanda, because someone has a little boy coming. And
I know.
It was just so fun. They were so adorable.
What were their names?
Anthony, Frankie, and Michael.
Oh.
Yeah. The little one, Michael, oh my God.
I saw all of the pictures you were posting.
I've never
Precious.
Met a more smiley baby. Like the most, like I right now I'm thinking of his face and it just makes me happy. Like melts
Aww,
my heart. Like,
I
and
hope our baby smiles.
No, and it's so crazy because I said to Anthony while we were there, I was like, I could see this little boy like looking like what your baby's going to look like. For some reason, he just had like you and Brett vibes to him, his face. I was like, this could be my little baby nephew.
I literally can't wait to meet him.
I know. So what did? We woke up, we had breakfast, and then we drove. It was about an hour out to go apple picking. walking. There was like this really huge orchard. And I saw some people asking on my story, so I figured I could just clear this up really quick about, is baby kicking?
He was just moving. Like, he was just doing like a little flip. Hold on. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. She sent me a video, by the way, the other day. Oh my God, I saw him.
He's rolling. Sir, you want to come say hi to the podcast?
Oh, he just kicked. Oh my God, he just kicked again.
He's moving.
This is, it's like the craziest shit ever.
It's
like,
so fun to watch. Brett's really like, is. Why am I staring at your stomach for an hour?
And I'm right, like, and it's literally like so amusing. All right. Well, anyway,
sorry.
I'll keep staring. No, don't be sorry. I'm going to keep staring at your stomach. But so I am allergic to a lot of fruits and vegetables. Like, my whole life I've just been allergic, and apples being one of them. But I was like, they were like, oh, of course we're going to go apple picking. I'm like, no. Like, I want to do like a, it's like a fun fall activity. So I was excited for it. But apples I've just always been really allergic to. Mm-hmm. So when we got there, there was like this one type of apple that can only come for like 3 days out of the whole year. Once a year, blah, blah, blah. And that happened to be the weekend that we were there.
Is that the ones that you brought home that I just ate?
Yep.
Those were so good.
Delicious. I know. So I was like, all right, Anthony, like, my problem is usually if I bite into an apple, like, it gets up into my gums and then I'm like miserable. Did you see the video where he would
feeding you like a baby bird?
Like a baby bird. So he would bite into it and then like put it into my mouth.
That's so funny.
Because it's like, for me, even with strawberries, like if I bite into a strawberry, I'm allergic. But if I cut it up and eat it, I'm okay. So I was like testing it out and it was weird. I didn't get itchy at first, but after a couple, I did get a little bit itchy. So I just put gum in my mouth and it goes away. It's nothing like severe or tragic. But I mean, it's tragic because like the most delicious fruit ever and I can't eat it. It's terrible.
Wait, so you know that I can do a technique on you that gets rid of allergies?
Really?
Yeah. So allergies, by definition, are a phobia of your immune system.
I heard that it's your body thinking that it's pollen. It's like very similar molecules as pollen that your body is tricked into thinking it's pollen, and that's why you're allergic to it.
It basically thinks, so an allergy is a toxic response to something that's not toxic, essentially. So
right. It's
they call it a phobia of the immune system. So it's all mindset.
So like, you can do my allergies for animals and stuff too.
We can work on that. They say to start small, like with like sniffling allergies, and you can work your way up and to obviously stay away from like anything like anaphylactic.
Can we try apples?
We can try apples. Yeah, you don't have like any serious reaction to it other than like mouth itching.
No, my mouth and my throat gets itchy, so it's annoying.
Yeah, no, let's do it.
That'd all right, be so yeah, that would actually be awesome.
We should do that on a YouTube video and see.
Yeah, we should, and then I'll eat it and then really see.
Mm.
Okay,
that'd be fun.
But so. Anyway, let me finish this.
Feeding like a baby bird.
What happened?
Feeding you like a baby bird.
Yeah. Well, so we left the apple orchard. We went out to dinner. And then we went home and we made apple pie.
I freaking
scratch.
Was it the best pie you've ever had in your life?
When I tell you, it was so orgasmic. Every bite, I was like, And I think, like, it was so cute. We were all in the kitchen. I was like, this is, we're so wholesome. Was that what the word you used?
Wholesome?
Someone said it's such a wholesome vacation.
Domestic.
Domestic. So we had to peel the apples. Then we had to very thinly slice the apples,
mm-hmm.
like very thin, because paper thin. Otherwise, it's not. That's the trick that Colleen told us.
Yeah.
So we sliced them. She made the dough. I guess it's called dough.
Yeah, the pie crust.
The pie crust from scratch, and then mixed apples with like brown sugar,
delish.
My god, everything, cinnamon. And then I decorated the top. So I like got to make different. I made like a T for one and then an M for them for another one. Because she's like, normally I don't even decorate them. I just eat them. And I'm like, that makes perfect sense, right? It's going to taste the same no matter what.
Right.
But you know me, I had to add my little artsy twist to it,
obviously.
Of course. But yeah, the best apple pie I've ever had in my entire life.
Carla.
So we brought 2 bags of apples home.
You just missed his foot.
Oh my God. I see it, like the right side of your stomach lifted.
Wait, hold on. He's going to do it again. He's going to do a big stretch. Come on. Show us.
Baby.
He's not happy with me right now because I keep pushing him.
You don't push him.
Show us your foot. Sorry. I interrupted you. I get so excited when he like rolls because it's so.
You feel him rolling?
Yes. It's so weird.
What does it feel like?
It feels like someone is like inside of you, like just going like this, like just taking their fist and pushing out.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Awesome.
Well, okay, sorry. So you had these two apple pies.
No, I said I brought some apples home, so we should totally make one together.
Oh my God, I can't even get over how delicious those apples were.
Right? I know, I just tried to have one and my mouth got itchy, so I had to brush my teeth. But yeah, so, and we went quadding the next day. We just had the best weekend ever. It was also like a nice fall outdoorsy weekend. And I feel like everyone needs weekends like that, like just spending time outdoors and with good energy, good people. And I think it's good for the soul.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm distracted right now.
I saw him kick.
I love watching it. It's so cool. But I hate how sick you're making me.
I know. You've been sick, right, the past couple of days?
Yeah.
Well, they say like the third trimester, you get the symptoms back from the first trimester. Is that true?
That's what the doctor told me because I was like freaking out, like what the f*** going on type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, welcome back to the third trimester. Where the first trimester symptoms repeat themselves. And I was like, awesome. Perfect.
Great.
Great.
Great. All right. Well, listen, you're in the home stretch. What, do you have 2 months left?
I want to make an apple pie.
We're going to.
Okay.
I'm going to ask her for the recipe.
2 months. Pretty much exactly 2 months.
You're f***ing all over the place today.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Yes, I want the recipe.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make it. We'll definitely make it.
They call that pregnancy brain, by the way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's probably the reason why.
Gotcha. Yeah. I thought we wanted to play. Let's play a game today. We wanted to play Two Truths, One Lie.
Okay.
Do you think we know everything about each other that we wouldn't know this game? This is going to be hard.
We do know so much about each other.
All right, so let's just try. I've never played this game before.
Okay.
But then wait, what does the person win?
So we're going for manicures. So the loser buys
manicures. Perfect.
Cool. Ratchet nails.
Mine,
you see this shit?
Ratchet.
So bad. I'm like staring at them and I'm like, wow, my Posh Spice self is so angry with me right now.
Oh, stop.
I'm kidding.
It happens.
Oh, Cindy, what did they do to you?
Yeah, Cindy and Bear went and got haircuts because they just, like, Bear won't sleep with me unless he has a haircut because he gets too hot. And then he was throwing up hairballs all over the house.
Oh.
So we gave him, like, the teddy bear cut, it's called. And
Cindy, what did they do to Cindy?
I don't know. My poor girl.
Oh,
it was a new place
gosh.
We had to go to.
It's so sad. Why did you have to go to a new place?
Well, the lady that usually comes to the house with the van, she texted me that she got in a car accident.
No.
And she was in the van and she's okay, thank God, but the van I guess needs some work done on it. So
terrible.
I know. So, but thank God she's okay. But yeah, we tried a new place and it's funny because they actually tagged Cindy on their story and they were like, thanks for trusting us with your cat. So cats are so hard to do though. They don't sit still. And I know because Anthony shaved Bear before, like he did the lion cut, which it came out amazing, honestly, but they really don't sit still.
It's hard for them to sit still.
Yeah. Who's me first? So am I saying two truths and one lie?
We're just gonna go back and forth, so we'll each just keep saying.
So I say something and you tell me if it's true or a lie.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not gonna look at you.
I know
it's gonna be hard. I'm a really bad liar.
So is this a lie?
We were looking at getting a sixth cat.
That's the truth. Is it the truth?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but we're not gonna.
No.
But
if
we
anything,
were looking.
You would have adopted Sonny.
I know. No, but it's funny because he's always said he wants a hairless cat. And someone texted him pictures and he showed me this one little one. And oh my
no.
God. He wanted to get it for me for my birthday.
Dead.
I was like, why didn't you? But
oh
he really
God.
Wants a dog, so we're not really getting another cat, but we did look, so that was good. No, I want to do two truths, one lie, because then it's going to be too many.
Okay, fine.
You know?
All right, but I still get that point, so I'm going
to. All right, then you do one, and then we'll play the other one.
Okay,
cool.
My official college graduation date is 2015.
2015? Your college graduation date was in 2000.
Official college graduation date.
That's a lie.
It's the truth. I never submitted for my diploma when I graduated from the College of New Jersey. And when I applied for a job in when they did like a background check, they weren't able to get my diploma, and you know, it was during the dark days.
Are you kidding me?
It was during the dark days, so I had to send a message to the College of New Jersey, and I had never applied for graduation. So they issued me a diploma in for 2015, and they couldn't backdate it.
Are you sure?
100%. My college diploma says August 2015 on it.
That's like, and I actually graduated 8 years after you graduated.
I actually graduated in 2010.
Oh my God. Wow. All right. Boo to you.
That was a good one, right?
That was a good one. All right. Yeah. Now let me think. That mine was too easy because, like, obviously that would be a true statement. All right. All right. I'm going to do two truths and one lie.
Okay.
Look, get away from me.
Rude.
You're not supposed to stare at me.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at
you. All right.
High.
Two truths, one lie.
Okay.
I don't know. This is hard. All right. I just bought 12 pairs of fuzzy socks on Amazon.
I think that might be the truth.
I drink at least 5 huge bottles of Essentia every day.
Okay.
And, I have over 150 pairs of sunglasses.
I think that you bought 13 pairs of fuzzy socks.
So that was the lie?
Yeah. Is that right?
I bought less. I didn't buy 12. I bought like 8.
I got it.
Yay.
I'm so good.
I'm so bad at this.
I was thinking and I'm like, she just definitely did her sunglasses and 100% there's more than 150 pairs. And I know that you drink Essentia freaking all day, every day.
Okay. All right, your turn.
Okay.
So we may give yourself, well, we'll remember that you're winning.
Okay. my favorite flavor ice cream from Jersey Freeze is chocolate with rainbow sprinkles. I drink my coffee just black and strong, dark roast. And if I could choose anything in the entire world to eat for dinner every single day of my life, it would be sushi.
Well, I know for sure you drink your coffee black, so I know that's the truth.
Yes.
That's the truth. You've never gotten chocolate ice cream from Jersey Freeze, so that's the lie. Right?
Yeah.
Yay. I'm like, oh, when God, you said that, I'm like, when have you, every time I've ever seen you with ice cream, it's never been chocolate.
What flavor?
Vanilla.
Yes.
Duh. Yeah. That's so funny.
That's okay, awesome. Nice. That was a good one, right?
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Do you want to do it again?
Of course. You're still winning, so of course I want to keep going. Oh. Maybe we'll do like, wait, how many, what is it? 2 against 1? Best out of 5, right?
Best out of 5. Okay, okay, so right now we each have a point from that round, but I have the point from the round right before.
So that still counts.
So that's 2 rounds. So we have 3 more rounds?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next person wins. So I win if I get the next one right.
Then that doesn't work.
Okay, just we'll play one.
We'll figure it out.
We'll play a couple more times.
Okay.
This is fun.
I put my fireplace on in the summertime. I wear things only once and then I put them in the laundry every single time. I have a green thumb.
No, that's not fair. Carly, you do not have a green thumb.
Oh my God.
Like, how about how we both just laughed as you said that. Amanda won.
Oh man. Yeah. All right.
Well, that was awesome. That was really good.
I suck at this game.
No, you're good at it.
Yeah, whatever.
I okay.
That was the dumbest thing ever. Okay, your turn.
I have to get a manicure or else I bite my nails. I just bought another two pairs of maternity pants from a targeted Instagram ad. And the dining room set that I just purchased with Brett was not my first choice.
B, maternity pants.
I just ordered two pairs.
You did?
Yes.
The dining room set was your first choice.
It was. So that was the lie.
So your nails, unless you bite them? I thought that one was true.
It is. So the lie is the dining room set was my first choice.
Was
it? I said it was not my first choice.
Oh, I was confused. I knew it was your first choice. That's why I was confused.
So you knew I was lying.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I f***ed up. I knew that was the, I knew you, it was, I was like, it was her first choice.
Do you want me to do another one?
Yeah, right? Because.
Were you confused?
Yeah, I was confused.
You didn't listen.
No, but I knew that it was your first choice, so that was the real answer. I don't know. What,
and then I said it wasn't.
I know. I got confused. Maybe one more.
One more. Fine.
We do.
Okay. I am getting eyelash extensions tomorrow. I am getting a manicure today that Carly may or may not be paying for. And... I will do laundry when I get home today.
You will not do laundry when you get home today. That's the lie. Is that right?
Brett, I'm sorry.
So I got it right? So I get a point. Yay.
Yay. Okay. Okay. I'm so excited because I scheduled eyelashes for tomorrow.
Yeah, I knew you were. You've been talking about it. Where are you going?
There. It's called the House of Glam in Freehold.
Is that where you went last time?
No, I went to Lash Lab in Sayreville.
Oh, Tony.
And they were awesome. She did such a good job. I just don't really feel like going to Sayreville tomorrow. It's just so far. So I saw like the Instagram and she does like these hybrid ones that are like super wispy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give them a try.
Okay.
And if I like them, then I'll get them done again before the retreat. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
As I'm picking mine.
No picking.
I think, how many points do you have? You're winning, right? Should we just call it, I'm buying you a manicure?
One, two, three. We did five rounds. We can do one more round.
And if I lose, then you win.
Right.
If I win, then we have a tiebreaker round.
Yep.
Okay. So, I just sold over 200 items from my closet.
Yes, that's true.
We started watching Borat, but we didn't finish it.
Okay.
I got three packages today from Amazon.
I see four packages at the door.
So you're saying that's the lie?
Yeah.
Nope. We finished Borat last night. We didn't just watch half of it.
Did you? Wait, yeah. What did you think about it?
It was so stupid. Did you watch it?
No. Brett wanted to watch it. And I'm like, I don't think I could sit through this.
It's so stupid. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It was funny, but stupid.
Just dumb humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
Wow, so you just tied the game.
Tied the game, babe.
Damn.
All right, so now what?
I do another round. Just this is the last one, I guess.
If I get it wrong.
If you get it wrong.
If I get it right, then I win.
If you get it right, then you win. If you get it wrong, then you have to go again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've worn the same pants every day since Friday. today is the first day that I'm wearing a real bra.
Since how long?
Since Wednesday. And I just found two gray hairs.
I don't think you've been wearing those pants since Friday. Is that right?
Yeah,
you were. Manicures on Mandy.
But that was pretty believable.
No, I the only reason I knew that was because Brett's birth. You went to his parents for his birthday, and I didn't think you wore those to his birthday.
No, but I probably wore them to bed.
Yeah, true. That's so funny.
I know.
Wow.
Unlike you, I wear my clothes like 5 days in a row, and then I'll throw them in the laundry.
Yeah, I think I got worse ever since COVID. Like, if I leave my house, my clothes are like in the laundry right away. Like, there's no way I'm rewearing them.
I haven't really even left the house all week.
I know.
At all.
Well,
It's Tuesday. Only Tuesday. It's Thursday. I'm actually at your house.
It's Thursday.
Oh, right. Okay. Shout outs?
Let's do some shout outs, and then we will end it with a quote.
Yes. Maybe we can have everyone comment what color nails. We're going to get predictions. Okay. I love this podcast. You guys are two such beautiful women inside and out who I feel like I can relate to in so many different ways. I'm currently in law school and it's all online. So I spend about 12 hours a day by myself in my room in class or studying. So getting to listen to you guys every Thursday morning for an hour makes me feel like you guys are in the room with me hanging out. You guys bring so much positivity and inspiration into my day and further. I appreciate your honesty and humbleness and how much fun I have listening to you. Keep it Aww. Up. Thank you, Allie N98.
That was so sweet. We love you.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Jillian K21. I love y'all's podcast. I already follow Carly on YouTube, and you're such a kind spirit. To see you and your sister together, I see it runs in the family. I listen to you all on my walks and makes the time fly by, so thank you for that. Also, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad's passing. My sisters and I lost our mom last July, and I'm only 27, so I totally understand the pain and heartbreak, and I'm right there with you. Thanks for keeping me laughing. Also, happy belated birthday, Carly. Keep it up, Bible girls. God is with you, and y'all are rocking it. Jillian Aww. K. Thank you, Jillian.
That was so sweet.
We love you, and we're sorry for your loss.
Yes.
We do understand, and it's probably one of the worst feelings in the world, but good thing you have siblings and support and we love you, and we're sending all the love in the world.
You know, honestly, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have you throughout this whole thing, you know?
Same.
It was seriously, same, like, unimaginable, but like it was more manageable because we had each other,
for sure,
you know.
I totally agree. I love you.
I love you more.
You're my best friend.
My best friend
in the whole wide world,
all over the world. I don't know what that means.
And to infinity and beyond.
Yes, to the moon and back.
Oh, I love you, man.
I love you more.
Oh my god, I just looked at my phone. It's 5:08 and it's dad as the background.
I was just looking at the porcupines on your socks. Oh, look. That's my background.
I know.
Hold that picture. You know, it makes me sad every time I see it.
I know, but it makes me happy because he has like he's like thumbs up, you know.
True. Oh, a quick little announcement. I'm running a free training next week starting Sunday. So actually this week, for anyone who has maybe been listening to us talk about coaching and anything to do with coaching. So it's more or less just like an intro to what the F neuro-linguistic programming is, how the F to start your coaching business for someone who's like in the super beginning phase of their journey, or someone who's already in their journey and wants to kind of just pivot and really find their unique sparkle. It's a 4-day free training. So head over to Inner Beauty Bible on Instagram to register, because it's going to be epic.
Epic. Iconic.
Like iconic.
Yay for you.
Yeah. So quick little plug for that.
Love that.
Oh my god, I'm looking at myself in my reflection in the mirror. Look how big my boobs are.
Juicy.
They're humongous. Brett says yesterday, he goes, "You have under boob."
Ooh, we
I
love
had like
a
little
underboob.
Sports bra. I'm like, oh my
lord. Oh, I love this one. Okay, I have a really good quote.
Okay, I want to see it.
We fall, we break, we fail, but then
we rise, we heal, and we overcome.
So on that note, we love you guys more than life itself.
To the moon and back.
Thank you so much for listening.
Happy weekend.
And we will talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.